August 1st. Jesus says, when a creature is really a daughter of her Lord, she suffers so much from the insults she sees, being hurled at him, that no joy on earth, even the holiest and greatest, can console her. My mother, and along with her, so many holy mothers of the Old and New Law, did not feel most happy in her happiness as a mother, and as the mother of God, for she saw that God was not loved, in spirit and truth, except by a few. The grace which inundated her soul in its fullness, gave her a foretaste of perception of the sacrilege with which the true ark of the Word of God would be taken, profaned, and slain by a people hostile to the truth. She did not die in this perception, like Eli's daughter-in-law, because God came to her aid, since he had to keep her for all pain, but she agonized over it for the rest of her life. My mother bore the cross before I did. My mother experienced the atrocious tortures of the crucified before I did. She began to carry it, and to experience them from the time her mission and mine was revealed to her. I, by my blood, and Mary, by her tears, obtained the forgiveness of God for you. And you think so little of it. The creatures who love God with true love suffer for the offenses committed against God, as if they were swords piercing their hearts, and even die from them. Victims whose holocaust is like sweet incense perfuming the Lord's throne, and like water washing away the sins of the earth. If it is with all your heart that you return to God, get rid of the foreign gods, prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve Him alone, and He will free you from the hands of the Philistines, the book says. To be saved, the innocent sacrifice of those dying of pain on seeing their God offended, and the blameworthy stricken by divine justice is not enough for a people. It is necessary for the entire people to return to the Lord. I said, not those who say, Lord, Lord, but those who perform the works I tell you to perform, will be heeded, and will enter into my kingdom. Now, do you perform the works I tell you to perform for your good? No. For this people honors me with its lips, but its heart is not with me. I do not reign in your hearts. That place is occupied by deceitful deities that ruin you, and you are unable to free yourselves from them. Your pride prevents your hearts from crumbling in pain over having offended God and squeezing out, in pain, the water of the tears which cleanse. Your incontinence in the face of the stimuli of the flesh prevents pure thoughts from emerging from your hearts. Your obduracy prevents your hearts from being merciful, and whoever lacks mercy does not receive mercy from God. How many gods you have in your hearts in place of the true God! And for this reason I cannot free you from the hands of the Philistines. Free you with the fullness of liberation. One of your enemies falls, but two others arise. Am I perhaps unjust? No. Don't you prevaricate, you that remove, if you remove one vice from your hearts and introduce 7 × 3 × 7 others? Oh, sons and daughters who oblige me to punish you. To punish you all, for to strike a country which has fallen into threefold and sevenfold sin, I must also strike the saints within it. But I dry the tears of the saints, while the tears of the rebels, rested not from the holy pain of the spirit, but from the burdensome pain of the flesh, which suffers as if in an inferior being and which in tears rebels and curses its just God, will be dried by the breath of the demons. And I assure you, that the fire which now burns you, descending from on high upon your hellish machines, is nothing compared to that blaze which will surround you with the worst torment, that of not seeing your God ever. Jesus says, if you consider my statement, in truth I tell you, that the publicans and prostitutes will enter into the kingdom of God before you, you can understand what the power of believing is, when it is absolute, and upright in intention. This is also why I tell you, not to judge any of your brothers and sisters, and not foolishly say I am untroubled about my soul, for I have not committed serious sins. No, for in truth you commit a greater sin than the publican and the prostitute do, since they are dominated by fleshly passion, whereas, you are disorderly in the passions of the mind. You are lacking in charity, and thus offend God. You are lacking in humility, and thus disgust Him. You are lacking in contrition, and thus render Him severe. The poor publican and the poor prostitute, who may have been led to be such by so many things, when they encounter God's gaze, believe in Him, and come to Him with all their strength and faith, love, humility, and repentance. And then it is not only a superficial lavisher, but a saturation of my power which heals them, and makes them heroes. But you, so few are those capable of being firm in faith in their God. Look, Maria. Like snow falling from the clouds, so souls plummet down, because of a lack of faith. And if it was once a slow snowfall, it is now more and more frequent like a storm. Poor souls. They would have such a need to believe, in order to save something of their spirits, already so deeply wounded. Instead, they are no longer able to believe. And what do they believe in, then, if they do not believe in me, who am eternal? To live without believing is impossible. Whoever does not believe in God, in the true God, will necessarily believe in other gods. Whoever does not believe in any God will believe in idols, believe in the flesh, believe in money, have faith in the power of weapons. But in the end one cannot live not believing in anything. Worse than the darkness enveloping the blind is the darkness of the soul without faith in anything human or superhuman. All that remains for it is to kill body and soul in violent death. When Judas no longer believed in me, in the satisfaction of money, or in the protection of human law, he killed himself. Remorse over his crime? No. If it had been that, he would have killed himself immediately, after grasping that I knew. But not then, not after the vile kiss and the loving greeting, not then, not when he saw me spat upon, bound, dragged away amidst a thousand insults. Only after having understood that the law did not protect him, the poor human law, which often creates or provokes crime, but afterwards washes its hands of its executors or accomplices, and, if need be, turns against them, and, after having used them, strikes them dumb forever, by eliminating them, and only after having understood that power and money were not forthcoming, or were too base to produce happiness, only then did he kill himself. He was in the darkness of nothingness. He cast himself into the darkness of hell. The world is becoming a chaos without light, because the light of believing is increasingly going out in hearts. It is a spiritual death which horrifies the spirits living in me. I thus tell you that, if a publican or a prostitute believes in me, they will enter into my kingdom before you. For whoever really believes in me lives in obedience to my word. If a sinner, he is redeemed. If without sin, he is preserved from it. In one way or the other, I, forgiveness and love, await those who believe in me to crown them with glory.